Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet.
700 years before Christ, the prophet Isaiah wrote of one who would be a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, wounded for our transgressions and bearing our sins as a lamb brought to the slaughter. What motive could there be but love for the Lamb of God to die for us? Our world, full of grace and truth. He lived a perfect life of love, on the last Sunday of his earthly life, he entered the city of Jerusalem, riding a little donkey, as our King of Kings. He said Jerusalem would not see him again until they said, "Blessed is he." Takes away our sins. One day, beyond the cross and the empty tomb, he will come again and we will worship him as God's worthy Lamb. Which our Lord was betrayed. He ate his last supper with his disciples. That supper was symbolic of his death as our sacrificial lamb. Judas had left to his evil work of betrayal. Now Jesus was alone with those of sincere and humble trust in him. share our faith in Jesus and his sacrificial death on the cross are invited to his table. Prayerfully and reverently, take the bread and cup, picturing the body and blood of the Lord sacrificed to you, for you. Confess your sins to him and be reconciled to your brother or sister. Remember him.
Ooh, to have been one of those there in that upper room who shared a final meal with him before he died to rise again. Supper with Jesus, oh, to have supper with my friends, to hear his words and feel his love, to finally be close enough to have supper with him. And one day on the other side, amidst the mansions fair, I know that I will feast with him before he dies to rise again. Supper with Jesus, oh, to have supper with my friends, to hear his words and feel his love, to finally be close enough to have supper with him. I break the bread and take the cup, I'll finally be close enough to eat and drink of his great love. Supper with Jesus, oh, to have supper with my friends, to hear his words and feel his love, to finally be close enough to have supper with him. Supper with him.
Those partaking of the Passover feast sang psalms. Before they went out to Gethsemane, Jesus and his disciples must have sung words like these: though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Though I walk in the midst of troubles, Lord, I know that you will revive me. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me.
Hallelujah. Let
host. He's my refuge and my fortress. I won't trouble my heart and I won't be afraid, for in Him will I trust.
Upper room, Jesus and his disciples crossed the Kidron Valley into the Garden of Gethsemane, where he prayed. Three times he returned to find them sleeping. Only later his disciples realized that he was praying for them. Scripture says that he prays for us today, as he did and also at Calvary.
Carry not my load.
While in the garden, Jesus was arrested and taken to Pilate's judgment hall, and from there to the place called Golgotha, the place of a skull, where he was crucified. On the cross he prayed, "Father, forgive them." What love! The Bible says, "God so loved that he gave." The cross demonstrates forever and the full meaning of God's love. Because we live in the afterglow of the empty tomb, we look forward to the future day. Of that time he said, "I assure you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Because he lives, we who know him will live."
His life was filled with purpose to passion drove Jesus up that hill, and at his crucifixion, no human eye could see that love's finest hour was just beyond the tree.
Empty tomb reminds us of Christ's victory over death. But we do not forget the cross. The cross is a beacon of hope pointing us to God's love. There, our sins were punished and paid for our Savior's suffering and death. It is still our guiding light in the storms of life and will lead us home to heaven.
Oh, Sometimes I turn my face away in shame for what I've done. Then I can softly hear my Father sing. That is why I sent my Son. So when the trials seem too much to bear, and I look to Calvary, when the shadow of the cross is plain to see,
that's been lost, so